balance today. If I start leaning this way, you know why. Praise God. Well, man, it's getting so close to Christmas. It'll be over with before we even realize it. But I love this time of the year. And I always encourage people, you know, don't just look to Jesus at Christmas. He will celebrate his birth every day. Because if it wasn't for his birth, we'd be in deep trouble right now. Amen? All right. This morning I want to talk a little about, I've been talking about the glory. But I want to talk about God's purpose with the glory in the season that we're in. And even in the past, when God poured out his glory several times. But God wants to bring the things in heaven here on, or bring things here on to this earth as it is in heaven. And of course, a large part of that is God's glory. And he encourages us to develop a hunger for the things of heaven. And we need to also develop a hunger for the glory of God. The glory of God, as I mentioned last Sunday, is going to play a big part in end times when Jesus returns and all these things that are going to happen. And a lot of people just shut it off right there because they don't want the end times to come. And I understand all the excuses. But remember, God has a plan. And it's a greater plan than we can ever imagine, and I think we're going to be a part of it. So just start hungering for His glory, for His presence, and just see what God does. I want us to kind of look this morning at trying to understand a little bit about God's glory, and lay a foundation in this church for His glory. Jesus called us the light of the world. And if we're going to function in that prophetic word, then we have to understand what the glory is and then how to release it here on this earth. I told you last Sunday that every one of us, you know, we have the glory in us because the glory is where God dwells. And if God is dwelling in your spirit, then you have the glory in you. But there's a time that God wants to release that glory through you and begin to touch the world. And I believe that we're in the beginning stages of seeing that happen. So let's turn to Isaiah 60, verse 2. Over the last few weeks, I've referred to this scripture several times. Isaiah 60, verse 2, says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." Now that's kind of including us, isn't it? Amen. So if we ever lived in a time where darkness is covering the earth, it's right now. And I mean, it's almost now, it's almost week by week, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And so we need to wake up and pay attention to what's going on around us. Because there's some great things that are going to come, and yet there's some dangerous, deadly things that are also going to come that we have to be up just as close to God as we can get. Because he is our protector. He's our fortress in which we can hide. And so we need to learn how to get in there and be with God and go through whatever comes our way. We have the authority and the power to go through it. And we need to be a go-through church. Amen? Okay. Now, it doesn't make any difference who you are. Doesn't make any difference what you're doing, but you are being confronted by darkness on every side every day. And we all know that that's correct, but let's keep our senses to where we're constantly trying to you know, hear God in the midst of all of this. So this, you know, this should make us even more desperate for the glory of God. We need His glory in this hour, in this season. And we're a light that this world needs. We are a light that will dispel the darkness. And the trouble is, so many of us, I'm talking about Christians now, so many good, you know, Christians, they just don't know that. And God wants to awaken the church to this time of His glory. I just kind of been following the Spirit, and every time I pick up the Word to prepare for the Sunday message, it's always about the glory. And I'm not complaining. God is faithful, and God has a pathway that we're to follow. And I like to give the instructions He gives me so that we can stay on the right path. Last week we read a verse out of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. So let's look at it again. Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Now, this verse is prophesying that there will be a time when churches will gain the knowledge and understanding of this, and God will shine His glory through that church to touch the darkness that surrounds that church. Do you understand that? Do you get an idea of what we're looking at? Because you see, what we need more than anything right now is light to begin to go forth. And it needs to come out of the church. You know, Jesus talked about the church being a light on a hill. And a light on a hill everybody can see. And that's what He wants with us, the church. He wants everybody to see the light that comes through this church. And of course, that light is Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. And so back in the early church, you know, we can read and we can gain understanding about the level of supernatural. And the supernatural was active in the church back then, and people walked in it. But we're in a time today where we need to see that same kind of thing happen, but yet we're not to duplicate what went on in the early church. We're to take it beyond what the early church saw. We're to exceed beyond where the church was. And we find this in John chapter 14, verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12, where Jesus shares with us, He says, "Most assuredly, I say unto you that he who believes in me, the works that I do, will he do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Every time I read that scripture, it kind of blows my mind. Because Jesus is talking about the works that were done by Him, and He says we're going to do even greater works in the times that we're living in right now. That's not to make you greater than Jesus, but that's opening a door that you can walk through and begin to see the power and the work of the kingdom of God come through. Amen? I think that that's that antenna there. Kind of spread them out a little more. But anyway, we ask, well, what kind of works did Jesus do? Well, we ought to know. I mean, if you've been in church long enough, you should have heard about some of them. But Jesus healed the sick. He cleansed the lepers. He set captives free, cast out demons, and even raised the dead. And that's what gets interesting right there. Isn't it going to be exciting when the church begins to raise the dead? Jesus did it, and he said we're going to do greater things, then I believe we're going to do greater things. And we're going to see some things like this happen. And it will absolutely be exciting times in the church. Now, the works of the Holy Spirit in the early church were only the beginning of the wonders that God wants to do in this earth today. Just the beginning. And now it's going to begin to get greater and greater and greater. Because the greatest signs and wonders are yet to be seen. And there's some things going on in churches around the world that are seeing some of these happen even right now. And I'm 100% open for God to come into this place and do whatever he wants to do. I mean, I hunger for that. And my whole ministry has been that way. I want God to be God in our lives. I want him to be God in this church. Amen? Because when he's God, whew, good things happen. All right. So we're in a time right now where churches all over the world are seeing manifestations of power. Power. And that's what we need as well in this church. And I know it's coming. And it, mostly it's here right now if we just step into it. And it doesn't make any difference whether we believe anything or not about what God does, what Jesus did. It doesn't make any difference. It's God. And when God moves, we receive what God does because we love him. Whether you understand it or not even. You know, there's some things happening that I don't understand right now necessarily. But I trust that they're from God. And so I just want to see things happen in this church that'll change the course of this city. And even touch two nations. Because we're right here at the border of two nations. Now, the prophet Haggai prophesied that the glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former. Now, to understand the former, you have to go back into history, into the Old Testament, and see what happened in the temple. But Paul even agreed with what Haggai wrote in 2 Corinthians 3:18. And this is what Paul began to teach and began to talk about. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now let's read that again and chew on it just a minute. But we all, are we all? Yeah. But we all, with an unveiled face, to me, that means, you know, no distortion. We're coming into an understanding of what God is going to do with the glory. Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. In other words, it's like us looking into a mirror, and what's reflecting back to us is the glory of God himself. And where is the reflection coming from? Us. Because he's in us. His glory is in us. And now it's being reflected back into our lives. And we are being transformed into the same image. That means that you and I right now in this church are in a process of being transformed from glory to glory. From glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, Paul says that we're going to see the glory, but we are going to keep moving to higher realms of that glory. You see, when we follow God, we're constantly moving it. We're constantly going upward. We go from faith to faith, and Paul's talking about here that we go from glory to glory. So there's no purpose in we as Christians to just sit down and be in the same old place Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. God wants us to move and to move with the Spirit of God. And so that becomes our responsibility to follow after the Spirit of God. Now, this verse not only refers to our personal journey in Christ of being continually transformed or conformed into His image, but it also refers to the corporate body. When God talks about the Christian, we're talking about also the corporate body. So whatever's going on with us and Jesus is going to go together with the head of this body, who is Jesus. And I say it over and over and over again, you know, we've got to come together as a body of Christ, come together the way that God has instructed. That means to be in one accord. To be in one accord. And when we come together in one accord, there is nothing more powerful in this world than us. Do you believe that? Yeah. I mean, we can do anything. And don't let the devil tell you, well, you can't do this or you can't do that. We can do anything in Christ Jesus. We can do all things in Christ Jesus. So that means the church needs to get busy doing what we were put here to do. Not just attend a church service every now and then. Not just to read your Bible, you know, once or twice a week. Not just to pray a little bit. We're to do all of these things, yes. I'll go back and change the every now and then coming to church. We ought to be here constantly. And I think a season is coming where we will be here constantly because so much is going to be going on with God that we wouldn't want to miss it. We wouldn't want to get out away from it because it's the freshness of the outpouring of His glory in the church. Now, with each passing generation, the church should be more closely conformed to the Lord in character and in power. It's one thing to operate in the power of the Lord, but it's another thing to look like the Lord. And if we spend enough time with Jesus every day, when people see you somewhere, they're going to see Jesus. Not just you, but they're going to see Jesus. And they're going to want the Jesus that you portray or that you demonstrate. And so that's a part of the glory because of the light of that glory transforms that which it touches. And so we need to be in the midst of that. And Scripture says that Jesus is returning for a church without spot or wrinkle. Without spot or wrinkle. And you see, each generation moves deeper and deeper and deeper into the fullness of the revelation of truth that's found in the Word of God. That means we're all supposed to be growing together. Not like Paul found out, you know, when he was ministering. He found out that some of them had are growing, you know, they're getting greater and greater in their knowledge of the Word. He said, but some of y'all, you know, he said, you can't handle meat. You're still on the milk of the Word. And we need to be a church that is hungry for the meat of God's Word. I mean, let's get beyond the baby stage. Let's get beyond the pablum and the milk and all of that. I mean, we have the ability to become such a strong church that will turn this city upside down. And we've got to do it together in one accord, in harmony with Jesus. Are you ready for that? Yeah? Amen. Now, we know that the best way to expel darkness then is to turn out or turn on the light. And you can't fight darkness and make it turn into light. Yet that's what so many of us try to do. We're trying to conform this darkness into the light. And we expend all of our energy fighting that darkness. And I'm not saying we're not to pray against the darkness. We are. But we are overcomers. We overcome the darkness, not be overcome by that darkness. And if we would just wake up and realize that we need to focus on the light of God and not the darkness, then things are going to be different. They're going to begin to change. And we need to get our spirits, our souls, our bodies, and our minds so filled with the light of God's glory and the light of God's word that spiritual darkness can't even hang around. It's defeated before it even comes into our life. It's defeated before it even comes into the church. And you have to understand that darkness will come into the church if we allow it to. If we turn our lights off, the darkness will come. So we got to keep shining day after day after day after day till Jesus comes. And each day of our shining is going to become greater and greater and greater. The more we allow the glory of God to consume our lives, the more radiant we're going to become, and the less warfare that we're going to have to do with spiritual darkness. And especially the darkness that comes into our minds and into our soul. Now, for years, I used to use a word. I don't use it as often now as I used to, but the word was more. More. And we used to, when we were ministering, we'd use that word a lot. And we don't pray that much anymore like that. And when our hearts cry out for more, then we're calling down every resource from heaven to come and meet and defeat the works of darkness that we're praying over. More, Lord. We can defeat every demon in hell. More, Lord. We can gain the victory that belongs to us because of Christ Jesus. More, Lord. More, Lord. And all of us need to start praying that way again. Because you see, it's time to put the word of power back into our hearts and in our mouth. More causes the power of light to break forth. And when our light so shines, then we can walk right straight at the darkness, and the light of the glory of God will cause every demonic power to flee. We can and we will be like Peter, whose shadow that crossed over every person that was sick, they would become healed. And that's just the power of the glory of God. And it was shining through Peter on a regular basis. And that's the measure of the glory that I want in my life. And I pray that you desire and hunger for that same measure. More, Lord. More. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, Paul shared, I press toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Powerful verse. Let's read it again. I press toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's say that together. I press toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm doing it. You're doing it. It's something that should be a major part of our lives. I press toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is an upward call. An upward call. And that means that more glory with each passing day that we will have when we walk with God, when we continue to follow Him from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from faith to faith. We keep growing higher and higher and higher in character, in revelation of the truth, and even in power. We keep moving forward and upward. It's an upward call. Doesn't mean that we stagnate here on earth, but it's something that continues to draw us into the presence of God, into the truth of God's word. And we must be about doing these things that God has called us into. And you see, on the last day's church, there's going to be tremendous amounts of glory. Tremendous amounts. And, you know, the last days began when Jesus was taken off this earth. And I know people say, well, you know, here we are 2,000 years later, and I don't see any signs. Well, you better wake up, because there's signs all over everywhere. More signs than I've seen in my 30 years of ministry. And I mean, they're getting greater and greater and greater. So this glory is not for some time out in the future. I mean, this glory is for right now. It's for your life right now. And it's for us to experience. It's for us to walk in. And it's for us to demonstrate that glory, that power that comes. You know, we're instructed in the word that the just shall walk by faith. The just shall walk by faith. And by faith and walking with God in a lifestyle. See, that's what God is looking for in our lives, is a lifestyle of intimacy, holiness, obedience, and truth. God wants us to be in Him in such a way that we have a lifestyle of intimacy with Him, holiness, obedience, and truth, so we can access the fullness of all that God has for us right now. Upward call. Relationship with God, walking with Him every day in understanding, in truth, power, intimacy, obedience. If you teach your child something and they never do what you teach them, what good have you done? Now we might say, oh, well, they heard it. Maybe one day they'll do it. And that's kind of the way we are with God. Oh, well, I heard it, but I'm not ready to do that right now. And God wants us to put that down, move away from it, because we have been called to obedience in Christ Jesus. And that means that everything this word says, we're to walk in obedience. Walk in obedience. You see, we haven't even come to the understanding yet of what the glory is all about. Yes, His Shekinah glory in the Old Testament filled Solomon's temple. Yes, His glory cloud is so pure that when its presence, or when it's present, you can't even stand in it. It's such purity that's in that cloud. And yes, His glory cloud is being seen in churches and marketplaces all over the world. you want to see it here? Then start asking God. Start hungering for what he's doing in these last days. And you see, his glory in this season, in this hour, is so much more. So much more. And there's that word again, more. It's the more that we need to hunger after. It's the more that we need to decree every day of our lives. More, Lord. And it's that more that we need to release into our ministry, no matter where we are. And you might be sitting there thinking, well, I don't have a ministry. I'm not supposed to be a minister. You have a ministry, but you're just not using it. Because you're called to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. Did Jesus have a ministry? Yeah. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get up and preach. But you'll be sharing the gospel. You'll be sharing the word of the Lord. You'll be sharing the demonstrating the power of God every day. And it's that time for us to begin to obey. One last scripture and we'll close. Isaiah wrote in the first verse of chapter 60 of Isaiah, verse 1, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Amen. And I want to just share it out of the Amplified. It's really quickened my spirit when I read it out of the Amplified. It says, "Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise up to a new life." Does that ring anybody's bell? Goes on. Rise up to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That's a prophetic word, and it's for now. And it's time for us to be doing exactly what the word says. Rise up. Repent. Let the light of God's glory begin to shine through you and upon you. And then just walk out each day listening to the Lord, trusting God that whatever he says to do, that you're going to be able to do it. Amen? All right, let's pray. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Father, that you're so great, Father, and your wisdom, O God, your wisdom has brought us to a place of greater understanding in this season, in this hour that we're living in. And Father, we have that in our hearts to be faithful and to be obedient. But Father, we confess that the works of darkness and even the power that is in this world to draw us away from you can become at times so hard to resist, Father. But Lord, we have to learn that it's not about us, it's not about the world, but it's all about you. And Father, if we begin to press into you, if we begin to press into you, then we're going to begin to see changes come into our lives. Changes that will cause us to rise up in this hour, to rise up and be seen, and rise up to do what the kingdom of God is released here on this earth to do. Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you created us. And Father, we just want to give you all the glory. We give you all of the glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So what do we do with all of this? Anybody got any idea? That's right. I mean, sooner or later, we're either going to perish or obey. Amen? Go read your word. Go read your Bible and you'll find out. It says things, you know, that we're uncomfortable with. But God has such a purpose for all of us. There's no sense in us hanging back and hoping that we'll skin in to heaven the last second. We've got to obey. We've got to obey. Do you keep that little...